This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Denver, Colorado, April the 10th, 2000. That moment from 20 years ago set off a chain reaction in professional wrestling.
The last time we saw him, he had that belt. What's he doing here? Doesn't he have some kind of title defense?
A chain reaction that would bring the top three wrestling promotions together in the most unprecedented manner.
Mike Awesome, the ECW World Heavyweight Champion, just wiped out Kevin Nash.
To understand the significance of this moment, we need to wind the clock back to September 19th, 1999.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Odeum right outside of Chicago, Illinois. In a company that has no rules, in a promotion with no law and order, where chaos is the norm, tonight, Chicago, Anarchy Rules!
Extreme Championship Wrestling presented Anarchy Rules in 99 from the Odeum Expo Center in Villa Park, Illinois. The man at the top of the tree in ECW was the human suplex machine, Taz. And he'd been atop of that tree for 8 months now as ECW champion. On this night, Taz was primed to defend his title against Masato Tanaka, and it was expected to be a hard-hitting masterclass. Moments before the bell sounded on the championship showdown, Taz would change the mood when he spotted a familiar face in the crowd.
Let him go! Come on, you big son of a bitch! You want some? Come on!
Who's he talking to? What's going on? I promise
you,
idiot man.
Legitimate hit. between Taz and Paulie these days, I can tell you that much.
I promoted you as the baddest motherfucker on the planet because I know that you can beat any man on the face of the planet. You want to fight two men?
Yeah, I want to fight two men.
Here again, I question the logic, Joey Styles.
This wasn't the first time the ECW faithful had seen Mike Awesome, as he'd been back and forth with the Extreme brand throughout the 90s. The man known in Japan as The Gladiator had nearly broken JT Smith's back in 1994, and the last time he was at an ECW show, he was putting Masato Tanaka through a table. So Tanaka especially was keen to mix it up with Mike Awesome once again at Anarchy Rules. The die was cast, and we had a three-way dance for the ECW Championship. Just a few minutes in, something happened that took the air out of the room.
Roaring elbow! Roaring elbow on Taz! Taz is down! The big man's up top!
Came down to two heated rivals, Mike Awesome and Masato Tanaka. However, this night wasn't just about pride. It was about championship gold. Awesome and Tanaka tore it down in front of a wild Illinois crowd. But tonight belonged to Awesome. Mike Awesome was the standard bearer for ECW. He was a unique athlete, incredible speed and agility, mixed with power and a palpable mean streak. Paul Heyman's approach to talent development was always accentuate the positives and hide the negatives, meaning you focus on what's great about that performer and less so on what's, well, less so. When it came to Mike Awesome, there was nothing but positive to accentuate. However, when it came to ECW as a whole, there was one negative that was getting trickier to hide.
My name is Paul Heyman, and I'm the executive producer and the owner of Extreme Championship Wrestling. And since this show apparently is going to make air this week, I'd like to take this moment to thank you for watching ECW. You have to be an ECW fan to watch this show because God knows the network has never put out one freaking commercial or one press release to let you know that we're here. But that's their scheme of things. You see, in just a few weeks, the network is going to give $100 million to Vince McMahon like he needs it to replace us. In case they haven't thrown us off before then. And the fact of the matter is, we're not a publicly funded company like Vince McMahon or WCW. We survive or even thrive on your support. And for that, we thank you. Now, in an industry where everybody wants to be real and everybody wants to do a shoot, this, my friends, is a shoot. We hate this stinking network. We hate their guts for abandoning us. We hate their guts for not supporting us. We hate their guts for not advertising us. And we hate their guts for not having the balls to throw us off the air. And just in case you're watching this, hey, network, I dare you to throw me off the air. Because I'm going to break every rule that you put in front of me until you throw me the hell off the air. Now this, my friends, is a shoot. You better take that $100 million that you're going to give Vince McMahon, and you better spend it on attorneys, because I promise you, Network, the whore has just begun.
Extreme Championship Wrestling was working around the clock to keep up with guys like the WWF and WCW. It was a small company with lofty ambitions. However, all of this came at a cost. The production values had to be stepped all the way up, as did the number of shows they were putting on. Suddenly, the overheads were going over the heads of the company. Despite everybody in ECW pulling together, with wrestlers often doing double duty in the office as well as competing, they were in deep financial trouble at the turn of the millennium. You hear stories of checks bouncing and Paul Heyman making excuses to talent for late or non-existent payments, and many of the wrestlers on the roster just got on with it, all feeling like they're doing something for the greater good. However, one guy who wasn't simply going to take the hit and support the cause was the reigning ECW champion, Mike Awesome.
I am the ECW heavyweight champion of the world. And anybody that wants to come and try to take my belt away from me, or they're trying to take money out of my pocket, the way I see it, I bled across four continents for this belt. And nobody's going to take it away from me, because it's the only belt in the world that matters.
He was growing tired of the constant excuses as to why he was late getting paid that month. He aired a lot of his grievances over the phone to his friend Mike Belea. Now, long-time wrestling fans will recognize the surname and kind of see where this story is going. Mike, otherwise known in-ring as Horace Hogan, was the nephew of Hulk Hogan, who was currently, at this time, working for World Championship Wrestling. The Belayas had a family meeting, and the immortal Hulk Hogan extended a 24-inch python of friendship to Mike Awesome, seeing that there was a lot of potential and an incredible opportunity coming up.
It's a brand new year! It's a brand new century! Welcome to WCW! 2000, as we begin the year 2000, hopefully off on the right foot for World Championship Wrestling.
Now, World Championship Wrestling wasn't exactly in the best of shape going into 2000 either. Former WWF writers Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara had joined the company with ideas of grandeur and promises to bring WCW back to its glory days. Some of their ideas were lackluster at best.
What we're going to do is we're going to take Hoovy's pinata. We're going to hang it high above the ring. We're going to give each of you sticks. Now, you can beat yourselves with the sticks, beat each other with the sticks, or beat the pinata with the stick, because inside of that pinata will be a check for $10,000. Oh, we ain't got to you guys like that? Yeah, beat each other's brains out. Get me rings. Kill each other. Hasta la vista. See ya.
And confusing at worst.
Oh, look at that! Drop kick from the top rope! That's how you do it. You gotta speak in sound bites, son. You speak in sound bites, and that's all you need to do.
Tony, this guy knows what he's doing.
He's got the stick! He has got the stick! Pinata! Pinata! Pinata!
It was rough at the end of 99, but they were halcyon days compared to the end of January the following year.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Vince Russo, following one bad idea too many, was ousted from the creative team, and the ensuing chaos saw multiple prominent WCW stars leave the company and join the WWF.
They thumbed their noses at their last employer.
Well, I know that.
What the hell is...
They walked out on the Ted Turner organization, but what are they doing here?
I know the WWF has been negotiating with those four superstars, but they've not signed any contracts that I'm aware of. I don't...
Well, they haven't signed any contracts yet, so maybe they're just here to... Well, they're just sitting at ringside, but they're here to get a bird's-eye view of the competition.
Well, I'll say this is a pretty radical strategy on their part, wouldn't you think? It was radical enough that they walked out on their last employer because it was a lousy place to be, in their opinion.
Well, that was...
And showing up here unannounced is nothing short of radical either.
WCW, to put it nicely, was in a bit of a mess. They concocted a plan to hit the hard reset button on the entire promotion in April, doing away with any and all existing storylines and title reigns and starting afresh. The idea was to take a short bit of downtime and then come back hard in April with a company-wide storyline pitting the old guard of the company, like Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Sting, and Kevin Nash, against all the younger guys who were looking for a break in the wrestling world. Sort of like a generational gang war.
Ric Flair, you are a piece of on the bottom of my shoe!
Oh, boy.
Eric said this is going to be an even playing field, and we're going to start a new day right now tonight. So Jeff, I'm going to ask you to hand that U.S. title over to me. That's right, Jeff. All titles will be stripped tonight. It'll be a brand new playing field. Come on, Jeff, trust me.
With WCW planning to push a whole raft of young stars, the phone call Mike Awesome had with Eric Bischoff at the start of April could not have been timed any better. Bischoff recounted the conversation he had with Mike Awesome on his podcast, 83 Weeks, saying that Awesome was frustrated at the end of his tether and, this is the key part, working without a contract. So WCW, realizing that the reigning ECW champion was a free agent, did what any entrepreneurial wrestling mind would do, and they made them an offer to jump ship. At the time of the phone call, it is believed that Mike Awesome was owed around $50,000 in back payment by ECW. So an offer of a contract worth over $250,000, plus a very modest signing bonus, was pretty much impossible to turn down. Awesome was bound for Turnertown. The debut was planned for a few weeks' time, the same day they would hit hard reset on the company, and Awesome was going to be the surprise of the night.
Live from the OG Royalty Studios, it's the Bubble Up Spud Show.
That was, however, until 4 days before, when the Bubba the Love Sponge radio show in Florida revealed that Mike Awesome was about to sign a deal with WCW. Bubba was, at that time, close friends with Hulk Hogan, the man who essentially played matchmaker for Mike. So there's a strong yet unconfirmed chance that Hogan had let it slip to Bubba one night and now it was out there. Awesome initially denied anything was going on. A lot of people just thought Bubba the Love Sponge was talking nonsense. However, as we got closer to that fateful Monday on the 10th of April, the pieces started falling into place. By the Saturday before the Monday, rumours were rife about Mike Awesome, the ECW champion, and his alleged imminent Monday Nitro debut. They were compounded when it was announced that due to car trouble, Mike Awesome wouldn't be in attendance at the ECW show in Buffalo, New York on the Saturday night. At that show, Paul Heyman gathered everyone together for the customary pre-show meeting and addressed the rumours. He confirmed that Mike Awesome was planning on showing up on Monday Nitro and, in an unforgivable act of disrespect, was planning to throw the ECW Championship into the garbage on live television. Heyman declared to the locker room that Mike Awesome, despite what he'd led people to believe, did have an ECW contract, and Paul would be manning his legal team to stop that from happening. Whether Mike had a contract with ECW or not is conversation to this day. Many ECW stars say that they operated without a contract in ECW. There is in fact several cases of people in ECW who claim that they had a contract, but it was written on a napkin and wasn't particularly legally strong. By the morning of April the 10th, Paul Heyman had faxed everybody in human resources at WCW with a copy of Mike Awesome's ECW contract. The story goes that one even landed on Ted Turner's desk with promises of nightmarish litigation should the situation not be dealt with. Mere hours before Nitro went on the air, after multiple phone calls between legal teams had turned the air blue, a compromise was reached. Mike Awesome could go to WCW under three conditions. Number one, WCW would pay a hefty financial sum to allow the contract to be broken. Number two, Mike Awesome would debut in a non-speaking capacity, so no promo would be cut. And three, Mike Awesome would appear in Indianapolis on Thursday to drop the ECW title, an event that WCW would promote on Nitro. Plus, all talk of the ECW Championship being thrown into the garbage was thrown out. ECW got the money from WCW, but as for the other conditions...
You guys want us out? You want me out? Hey, buddy, you two guys, it's real simple. But if you're gonna come down here... Bring your bat, bring your chair, most importantly, bring your balls.
Oh boy, message heard and received, I guess.
Wait, hang on. Holy,
that is Mike Awesome.
He's the heavyweight champion of ECW.
Sound of Mike Awesome not speaking on his WCW debut, and that comment made by Scott Hudson on commentary was the extent of which his title match in Indianapolis was promoted. Nothing more was said from there. Further legal wranglings would commence at the conclusion of the show, having realised that WCW was reneging on the deal. Mike Awesome would miss WCW Thunder the following day as to not stoke these very aggressive flames any further. Mike Awesome did, however, arrive in Indianapolis on Thursday for his title defence. How would the ECW locker room react to the resurgence of a turncoat? More importantly, who would be the person to take the title from him? The answer to both of those questions you will get when we get to night two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.